couple years ago, we put a bunch of sophomores on the field as a varsity team, and you know, we took our lumps, we learned our lessons, and you're right, they're grown up. They're, you know, they work hard. Really proud of their effort tonight.
There are so many different ways that I could go. You know, they look experienced. You have guys who know what they're doing. They play with intensity. I saw so many good things tonight. Is there anything that you put your finger on that made you the proudest?
Well, I think that, you know, we had a couple of stumbles, and we just bounced back. You know, and you might not have seen it from the sideline or from the stands, but we bounced back and we recovered from it. And these guys have that ability to, you know, just put it behind them and get after it.
It's kind of hard to explain, but if you see it, you know it. And Coleman Griffin has, you know, he throws a better looking football, but I think it comes from confidence. I mean, his confidence from just 2 years of starting experience, it looks huge this year.
Yeah, he did a great job and does a great job for us. You know, he's a guy in practice that really focuses, you know, on the things that we tell him to improve on. And he gives it his best effort and tries to get better.
It's a good problem to have, but we were talking in the stands about how you got Sam coming back, you got Ian coming back, you got Gabe coming back, and a lot of the guys who maybe are like the fourth or fifth options last year are bigger and stronger and better this year, so you got a lot of offensive depth. That's a good problem to have for Wes.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have. You know, our kids on both sides of the ball really stepped up and played hard and you know, and my hat's off to those kids because they came in this summer and really worked hard. We have some guys that really, really put the effort in. You know, I told somebody the other day at open house, you know, we have 11 guys in our 1,000-pound club. Six of those guys are still in school. And we have about four more guys that are getting ready to get in that thing. They're a couple hundred pounds away from being in it. And they just keep putting forth the effort. So I'm really proud of what we did tonight and how hard they played.
Defensively, it's one thing to say they formed to the football. You did. But you guys love to hit. I even told a couple guys up there, I said, I might have to name you guys the hit dogs this year because they really came up and stuck a lot of people tonight.
Yeah, they come to the ball hard. I think it's part of the experience we have at linebacker with Ian and Sam. And, you know, our defensive ends are solid this year. You know, and we were decent last year, but I think they, you know, they bring a little bit of punch. You know, Tim's a senior and you know, he kind of, you know, does a good job of anchoring the edge. And, you know, we still miss, you know, some of our seniors that graduated. And we're getting there. We're probably not where we want to be, but we're getting there. I thought Coleman did a great job open field tackle tonight on a play. And I said, you know, hey, that was a super job. And he said, Coach, I've been listening for 3 years to you telling me outside in and bring the sideline with me. And he did that. He made a great open field tackle and you know, save. They could have had a bunch of yards on that play.
I'll save a lot of the Brookfield questions for Thursday night, but Brookfield week starts now. What are your initial thoughts about going there for the third time in a year?
Well, going there is, you know, I was a little disappointed that we didn't get to have the home opener, but, you know, we'll go back up there and you know, it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be, I know they've gotten a little bit better and you know, they've lost a couple guys and, you know, I look forward to the opportunity to go back over there. And you know, right now we're just focusing on us. We gotta be able to execute a little bit better. We gotta be able to, you know, I told them there were a couple times we had one or two guys on tackles. We need to swarm to the ball and get everybody there.
Before I let you go, one of the things I like from your coaching staff, and I saw this from Chris, I saw it from Wes, is that you'll get a guy over and you'll coach him up on something really specific that you want them to improve upon. But at the end of every discussion, there is that tap on the top of the head saying, you're doing well, keep the good job up there. Well, there was always kind of that, you know, positive reinforcement at the end of every kind of coaching up moment.
Yeah, and I think, you know, good coaches are going to do that. Those kids are out there giving us their best effort. And, that, you know, that's part of our this year we I know I gave you a bracelet last year. This year we're about ETC and family. So, you know, those kids, and they give us their best effort every time. And we realize that sometimes it's, you know, sometimes we could do a better job, but we're there to tell them, hey, we see you. We want you to keep working, keep trying, keep doing what you're doing.
Are there any areas that you look at and say, we did a lot of good things tonight, but you know your team better than anybody else? So there are areas of concern to say, we can be really, really good, but these areas we got to get better at? What would those areas be?
Well, I would say our offensive line, you know, we're not bad, but we got to get better. Mm-hmm. And we have the ability. We can touch on a few things. You know, looking from the stands, it might not look like it, but our tackling's got to get better. You know, they bring a punch, but there's some things that we can get better. And then just our overall execution. We got to get a little bit snappier, a little bit sharper, and you know, get ourselves ready to go, 'cause it's going to be a tough year.